Hello everyone, it's Faith and I am here for a quick update on Apollyon and introduce you to a new show. First up, the quick update. Well, actually two updates. First, we are currently in pre-production on Apollyon, and by pre-production it means I'm writing the scripts right now. We still don't have a firm date for when season 3 is going to start, but if you follow us on social media and also tune in here, you will get that information as soon as we have it. Next up, we have a new mini-series coming called Chronicles, and that will start in March. These new stories are really going to expand the world of Apollyon, and I hope you enjoy them as much as I have enjoyed putting this project together. Now, on to another great show that you should absolutely check out. This is a show from our friends over at Gideon Media, and it's called Ask Your Father. It is a story about Lem, a human, and Mikey, an AI, who are piloting a lightspeed ship that ends up going twice as far as they intended. It is a story about family relationships, human rights, and it goes a little further into the conversation we're currently having about AI. So if you enjoy your sci-fi thrillers with a little more meaning behind them, and if you're listening to Apollyon, of course you do, you're going to enjoy Ask Your Father. You can find more information, including transcripts, at gideon-media.com. That link will also be in our show notes. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy the show. See you in March.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Lem?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. Are you okay?
Yeah. Yes. I don't seem to have experienced any problems.
Yeah.
So, this is...
Oh my god. Oh my god.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it!
We did it!
This is extraordinary.
It's literally extraordinary.
I almost can't believe it worked.
Hold on, I'm doing systems check.
Yes, right. Do it. Thank you.
Okay, total time was... Oh man, okay, some of the readouts are screwed, but O2 is fine. Hull is fine. Are you getting anything?
Hull is frozen and holding. Carbine lattice is unchanged and holding. Electrical is unchanged and holding. O2 is unchanged and holding.
What do you need from me?
No, I can... Oh. Right.
No, I know. You can't do the physical stuff. I've got it. Just tell me what else I can do to support.
Manual check where I don't have cameras. Can you see the seal back to the Bolo hub?
Yeah. The seal is fine. Oh, man. We did this well.
Yep.
Bolo hub is stationary. I'll let it out once we know we're stable.
Everything is stable and holding. Cameras and speakers are operational, so...
So even though I won't be able to see you, you can see me, and, like, we can at least chat.
Of course.
Okay, hold up. I've got my checklist. I'm holding it up in front of the camera. Do you see this?
You've got a checklist on paper?
Old habit. Dumb story.
Really?
Yeah. I fucked up the math part of the SAT because I... Are you looking aft? Are we deploying?
Yeah. The nuke is dropping back on the telescoping arm. It'll be fine. You fucked up the SAT.
Sorry, yeah. I fucked up the SAT because I completely spaced on having scratch paper. And I forgot a calculator, too. So I had to... Sorry, can you double-check the fuel? This readout is totally dead.
We might have a crossed wire for the fuel cell readout because I'm not getting it either. What happened with the SAT?
I got one wrong.
You got one wrong?
Lost me bragging rights.
Oh, I'm not impressed. You think I'm impressed, but I'm not. I could get a perfect score on the SAT without bringing a calculator.
If I had a calculator in my OS, I wouldn't need to bring one, jerky. Wait, sorry, Mikey, hang on a sec. I'm looking out the window.
Yeah? I only have a few cameras out there. What does it look like?
Well, it's... Mikey, can you send a signal to the fuel cell and check the line? Something's wrong.
Yep. The readout is fine.
We're reading no fuel at all.
That is... Yes, that is correct.
This is... The stars are wrong.
What do you mean?
Mikey... The stars are wrong. The stars are wrong. We have no fuel, and the stars are wrong.
If this was good, we'd be in there.
It's clearly bad.
Jesus, look at them.
Yeah, it looks like a toddler daycare after too much juice.
Oh, thank God the kids aren't here.
Oh my God, effing with me. Jesus, thank God they're not here. This is very bad. This is very, fucking bad.
Can you hear them?
The conference room windows are probably space glass or something.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know what? Fuck this.
Rebecca?
Hey! Hey! You need to open this door! Open this door right now! Hey, Jay. It looks like they're not opening the door.
Rebecca, please.
Hey, buddy, can I borrow your chair?
What?
Thanks. Hey, asshole!
Mikey.
What's up, Len?
How'd I do?
247.
Fuck.
That's 15 miles. It's not bad.
It's worse.
It's not bad.
It's... Come on. Mikey, don't do that.
It's literally not bad. Bad is worse than this. I didn't say you were beating your old time, and I wasn't saying you aren't losing time, but you're actually doing great. Anything under 3 hours is actually fantastic with all the givens.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you about this. When it's bad, I'll tell you it's bad.
How's the O2?
It's not good.
Come on!
What? It's not good!
It's not good? Do you mean it's bad?
Let the scrubbers do their job. It's not bad. Bad is if the scrubbers break. It's not good right now, but wait and you'll be fine.
Fuck.
Take a shower and we'll do the kids.
Fuck!
We'll do the kids and you'll feel better.
I won't feel better, but fine.
I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? Little wow, tell me now. How long has this been going on?
Mikey.
Yeah?
Do you know the drain is slow?
I do indeed. You've been complaining about it for 6 weeks.
What to do?
We could stop the bolo and go to zero G. The water would probably just drift away.
Nah, let's just call a guy.
I'll get right on it.
Mikey.
Yep.
Okay, what's in the package?
Here's what we've got so far. Updated measurements, and it's not as bad as we thought, but still, you know, not great. It's 9.63 light years, not 10. Or actually, last time we thought it was 10.2, so over a half light year closer.
Great.
Okay.
That's... fine, okay? It's just that...
it totally doesn't make any difference at all, I know.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, what, are we saving 20,000 years?
Okay.
Out of 470,000 years?
Right.
There's never any good news.
Okay, how about this? This is the fourth transmission we've gotten from them. More than that, This is the fourth transmission they've sent, and we've received all four. Think about how completely impossible that is.
Yeah.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle, given the whole...
Yeah.
And I now have a pretty detailed map of the surrounding area. The nearest stars, nearest possible planets.
Really?
I mean, yes, but it doesn't really matter in terms of, you know...
Yeah.
But think about the math, about where we are, about how fast everyone is moving in all directions.
No, I know.
Earth going around the sun in a big ellipse. We're moving at...
Jesus, I get it. Come on.
Ask me about the O2.
Tell me about the O2.
It's perfect. The scrubbers are doing their thing.
Okay.
Ask me about food.
Come on.
We can feed 2 people indefinitely.
Which we don't actually need.
Exactly, since we decided to just send 1 astronaut and 1 AI. Although, if you're worried about me, the nuke engine is still working, still dumping heat away. So my food supply, as it were, is in no danger of running out.
Okay.
You're kind of being a brat.
Jesus Christ.
Just a little bit of a brat.
God, I hate this part. I gotta take a break.
You're at 0.6 G. It'll be easier from here. You'll start floating up. Rungs have purchase. The walls are soft. Take your time. It'll be easier.
NASA's got a lock on our ship.
4 transmissions. None missed. We've got a direct line of communication, and this last time, they sent a bigger drive.
Really? How much bigger?
10x. I mean, still like grain of rice size, but 10x bigger.
And it's got fuel to go back.
Come on.
Yes?
Yes, Lem. Yes.
Okay.
So?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
You're hearing me?
Yes, Christ, just fucking... Look, this is gonna be harder on me than it is on you.
I get that.
You don't have to deal with this the same way I do. We're different.
I get that. So, you tell me what you need. Because I know this is different for you. So, if you need me to just say, like, that's cool, it all sucks, you have every right, or whatever, then I can do that. But what I'm supposed to do is to point out the ways that it doesn't suck. If that's the wrong thing, then tell me. I can do it either way.
I just...
Just tell me and
I... You know what I probably need? I probably need to go for a walk outside. Like a summer stroll. I probably need sunshine and a cocktail on a porch swing. Probably need to drink scotch late at night with my husband after the kids have gone to sleep.
Sure.
Probably need a sandwich. Or, like, drive-through. I probably need Taco Bell drive-through.
Has Taco Bell drive-through ever honestly made anything better?
You see, you don't know this. There's no way you could know this, but oh my Jesus, yes.
Really? That's interesting.
Back at the academy, okay, I was 14, 15, something, and my roommate Kamathi, his dad got him a car, and... We were always up by 0515, mess by 0600, classes started at 0630, and we didn't get back to mess until 1430.
That's 8 hours between meals.
Right, which we were totally used to, but in Form 5, my roommates and I had off from 1100 to noon, some screw up in the schedule or something, whatever, but Kamathi had a car, and the 5 of us...
This is Kamathi Kandori.
Yeah.
You were roommates with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Can I tell my story?
Yes.
Kamathi had a car, and we used to pile in this thing and go get an early lunch. And it was 20 minutes to town, but we only had 60 minutes total.
So you can't go sit down somewhere.
Had to be drive-through.
And you chose Taco Bell.
It was like... We didn't necessarily choose it, but it definitely was where we went. Back then, all the fast food places were all in the same corners. If a McDonald's popped up, then Wendy's and Burger King and everyone else would just set up shop on the same block and basically feed off the draft like birds in a chevron.
Makes sense.
That first day, we saw the intersection, and at first we were just washed over with this sensation of normalcy. I flew my first jet at 12, right? But here I am in a Toyota something or other, looking at the place where everyone gets chicken nuggets. And we were all like that. And then Kimathi just pulled into the Taco Bell and we were all just like, yup.
Amazing.
If you told me we were going home, a small part of me would be thinking about Taco Bell. It wouldn't be why I wanted to go home, but I'd be like, my husband, my kids, my bed, 1G gravity, clouds, the sun, colors that make sense, 7-layer burrito, my dog, my sister Rebecca. Like, Taco Bell wouldn't be number one, but
it would be right before your dog and your sister.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Rebecca would be cool with that?
She'd be pissed at how low on the list Taco Bell is.
You want to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll take it in command. Mikey.
Yep. You want them in the cans or on the speaker?
Let me do the cans.
Okay. There are 4 pieces of audio, but they aren't marked.
Are they dated?
No.
I guess just whichever is first, then.
Hi, Dad. I got your message, and thank you for your message. I have more questions. Hold on.
What was my question about the horses?
Okay, Dad, I have a question about the horses you used to ride. How long can you get the horses to, like, stay up? And how do you get a horse to stay up?
Mikey, what the hell is she even talking about?
I didn't hear. You're on the cans.
Sorry, it was Effie. She wants to know how long a horse can stay up and how do you get a horse to stay up?
How long a horse can stay up?
Yeah, I mean, aren't horses always up? Like, do horses lie down when they sleep?
I don't know, actually.
That can't be what she... Wait, how do you not know?
Well, come on, Lem.
Seriously, I thought you knew everything that, like... thought you were a repository of all human knowledge.
How big do you think my hard drive is?
I mean...
You're talking about the internet. Do you think I'm the internet?
No?
You're talking about hundreds of thousands of interconnected computers all over the planet Earth, which is 9.63 light years away. I can't access all that shit.
All right. Jesus.
I like how it's all of fucking human knowledge.
God, I'm sorry. How am I supposed to know?
Okay. No. You're right.
It's a dumb mistake.
Totally not a problem. Let's just...
Yeah.
How does a horse stay up?
I mean, it stays up on its... Oh!
What?
It's... She's asking about when the horse rears up, I bet.
What's that?
Horses do this thing where they go up on their back legs, they kick up their front legs and sort of spin their front legs around for a second.
Oh! Yeah, like the Lone Ranger.
Right. Wait, okay, never mind. I'm not going to ask how you've only got so much hard drive space, but somehow the Lone Ranger is in there.
It's a mystery to me as well.
Okay, I don't know how to answer this question at all.
Just record something and talk to her.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do the best I can.
Ask Your Father by Sean Williams. Directed by Jordana Williams. Featuring Rebecca Comtois, Kevin R. Free, Rob Maitner, Barnaby Williams, Marlena Williams, and Sean Williams. Designed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. Music by Kent Williams. Produced by Gideon Media.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.